I'm sorry, I'm back. So because of this, we also prefer to show the video, and we start here with some slides and focusing our strategic location. So we are very close to the main markets where we have the main roads nowadays. We are 9 to 10 days to Europe, about 7 days to New York, and we are going to have the first container service going through the Panama Canal, going straight from SOP to Singapore in 23 days transit time. When you look to more the more local perspective, we see the state of Pernambuco highlighted in the map. We are the main gateway of the northeast region of Brazil. On a 800 kilometers distance, we have seven capitals, almost 60 million people, and represents 90% of the GDP of the region. Because of this, we are the main gateway of northeast region of Brazil. This is the port layout. This is the perspective of the port in terms of expansion. You can see on the dark orange is the area that are existing in operation today, and all the area you can see on the light yellow and the light orange are expansion. So just to give an example, we have nowadays 2 kilometers of quay wall on the inner side. We can go up to 10 kilometers when we fulfill the whole master plan. And besides the port operation, we have 2 shipyards in the complex. We have set to ourselves an ambitious target of being carbon neutral by 2038. And of course, we deal with the main challenges of the most the all ports in Brazil, in the world, I'd say, mainly in terms of vessels, emissions, and trucks. We receive around 1,500 vessels a year and more than 2,000 trucks a day. And on top of that, as you could see in the video, we have the refinery. So we're going to need to have the CO2 capture solutions for SOP in order to achieve the 2038 targets. In order to reach this, to succeed on this plan, we have set our plans based on international guidelines to achieve our targets. So we have here some examples of World Ports Climate Action Program. We have the International Maritime Organization, SBTI. So it's all part of our agenda on a daily basis. And our plan is divided basically in five main pillars: that planning, governance, adaptation, mitigation, and climate justice. On the planning side, we have ongoing studies to power supply to the vessels. We have already checked the technical capability to do that. We are now going to more on the economic feasibility. On the governance side, we are together with some ports in Brazil on the Brazilian Alliance Port Decarbonization. On adaptation side, we are reinforcing on the breakwater, so 65% of our cargo is being handled is liquid bulk and has to be done on the external piers. So the breakwater is very important to us to accomplish with the safe operation. And yes, we want to have a just and green transition. And of course, we are, as you could see on the port layout, we have plenty of space to accommodate different type of terminals, fertilizers, agro container, agro terminals, even the new fuel terminals. And as soon as these projects are mature enough, you're going to be able to accommodate in the port. But what we are focused right now is to grant a just transition. What we mean with that, we are working hard to attract new companies and new plants to the territory. And based in SOP and taking advantage of the natural resources we have, all the products made there, they are going to have a low or even zero carbon footprint. And to succeed on that, we just presented on a side event the complexity study that was held by ANCTAD, and it's going to help us to be more efficient on the new business prospects along with the 12 business clusters that we already have in SOP. And finalizing, we just to highlight 2 big projects that's now going on in the terminal that fits with our strategy. We are going to have the first full electrical container terminal. It's being built by APM Terminals. It's going to be alive in 2038. And we have the first e-methanol plants that's being built by European Energy. That also fits with our strategy to be an option to not only to supply the bunker to the standard bunker to the vessels as we do today, but also the future fuel. So that's what we've made for this presentation so far. Thank you, Mr. Sigan.